all NBA. For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Nat, Justin, and Karima.
What up? It's Golden Spaces, an Odyssey original podcast. I'm your girl, Nat. That's your girl, Karima. We are here after the Dubs got the win over the Rockets, who were talking a little bit too much before this matchup. And you know what happens when you talk too much and when you do the most against the Warriors? They're going to make you pay. They're going to make you regret it. And you would think, Karima, because the Warriors own the Rockets anyway, right? Yeah. You would think that Tari Eason would know better. But he wanted to go on Instagram and he wanted to troll and he wanted to replicate the Warriors movie, the infamous Warriors scene from so long ago. So yeah, the Warriors came out to play, baby. They came out to play. And you now, sir, are getting trolled. That is what's happening up and down my TL, Karima.
Yes.
Darling, how are you doing after this fine Warriors win?
I'm doing fantastic, but first things first, welcome back, Nat. It's been a minute. We've all missed you. So, you know, just welcome back. Hugs all around. Yeah, yeah. And look, we get this win, okay? For you, Nat. For you. All right? Yeah. We're keeping this winning streak alive. I love it. And look, wire to wire. What?
With hella turnovers.
What, 20, I think we had? Just insane.
And hella turnovers.
We know one of the biggest culprits in that, Lil' Chris, as I call him.
Lil' Chris. Is that what we call him?
That's what I call him when he's getting on my nerves. So, yeah.
They had 18 turnovers.
Should have been 20. No, let me stop. That was horrendous. Horrendous.
Should have been a closer game. The fact that they had 18 turnovers and it was a blowout is actually remarkable and actually embarrassing for the Rockets.
Yeah.
As we said, the Warriors, you know, honestly, I never thought the Rockets were ever going to overtake the Warriors. The Warriors had the tie break. I looked at their schedule. I knew that they had some games coming up that they were about to lose. I don't remember who. Someone said something on the TL, and I said, oh, they about to lose. I want to say they about to drop the next three games, which would have been us. It would have been Mavericks, whoever else they lost to, and then us. But I was like, you know what, let me not jinx it. But I was just like, I did say they're about to lose, so... You know,
I think I remember seeing that and I was just like, okay, so far, so good, because they've been losing.
Yeah, no, I saw it because I looked at their schedule and their last win was versus the Jazz. They had a 1-point win. So that was still their win streak. But then I saw they were playing the Mavs, the Timberwolves, and the Warriors. And I'm like, oh, they're about to start losing. And then they have the Heat tomorrow. They could very well lose that game. And then they have the Mavericks again. And then the Orlando Magic. I was like, yeah, they're about to start dropping some games. So, yeah. So I felt pretty confident with that. And, you know, here we are. So I feel that whatever little stress there was about whether or not the Warriors would make the play-in, I think we're past that, right? We've moved past that.
Yeah.
And now we're here and just seeing, like, are they going to move at all out of the 10th spot? We can talk about this game, but it really was a blowout. I guess, you know, what are some of the notable things? Go ahead.
Well, I think most notable is that the Splash Brothers got started early on looking for their shots and everything and got it really going. Klay straight out the gate was just on fire, but that's generally Klay in Houston. So this was like a vintage Klay like situation here, but he started out hot. Stephen was picking that right up as well. Like, he was looking for his shot early on. There was no, all right, let me take a back seat here. Let me get everyone else fed. Nope. Stephen and Clay out the gate, got it popping. You had many contributions from Wiggins. And again, the turn up on defense, that's really what has been solid. So, and TJD.
That turn up on defense had a lot to do with that Draymond Green and Trace lineup together.
Exactly. And Trace with, you know, season high 20-point game for him. So that, like, those are the stars on the offensive side there. But then defense collectively was just, wow.
Trace Jackson Davis, a plus 20 tonight. Steph Curry, a team high, plus 29. So, ha, to all you crazy Warriors fans who was going crazy about his game the other night. Wiggs, a plus 22. Oh, plus 22 for 22.
Okay.
Draymond, a plus 26. Clay, plus 20. So the starting lineup got it done today, but the bench was good too.
Yeah. Aside from little Chris deciding he wants to turn it over, he wants to throw some whack lobs. Like, it was, I actually wanted him out of the game because he was
annoying. He had 3 turnovers tonight. So did the Splash Bros.
But his turnovers, it was, oh gosh. And also running down the shot clock. Like, dude, you're not doing anything, and now you're just throwing up garbage. Just that's a turnover to me, because you've pounded the ball so much, you're running around doing nothing, and then, oh, now you look up, and now you have to just throw up something in hopes it hits the rim. So those are turnovers to me. So he had more than three in my eyes.
Gotcha. Okay. Well.
But I'm glad we won.
Seems like Kerr is leaning towards not starting Kuminga when he comes back.
Yeah.
What do we think about that?
I think that's probably the best idea. The starting lineup is actually really flowing now, and you need Clay out there for that spacing when you have TJD. And TJD, I think, needs to continue to start alongside Draymond. That just gives Draymond really a lot of help to allow him to roam freely on defense and things like that. And it just opens things up to me. And listen, like we say, it's not about if you're starting or whatever. Kuminga's going to get in there. He's going to get in there. And certain matchups, he'll probably really like rack up some minutes depending on the matchups. But I think we stick with what's rolling right now. Yeah, he happens to be out this many games, but we're on this streak. I'm kind of like, let's not rock the boat. Let's keep it moving. Until, hey, do we really need this switch? That's my thoughts. I just think things are just really clicking. The Splash Bros, you know, like, we're coming together at the right time.
Really clicking with Steph coming off the bench, would you say let's keep it like that?
Well, Stephen Curry is completely different.
I'm just saying, like, the notion, I think for now I'm okay with them keeping this lineup. I think it's unfortunate that Kuminga gets hurt and he loses his starting spot. And you have to always wonder, of course, how that's going to impact him. Like, yeah, the relationship seems to be better right now, but you have to imagine, it's like, I worked this hard. I'm playing well. Finally, you know, I'm in the starting lineup, and then I get a little tendonitis and I lose my starting spot. To me, it's not really a a Wiggins. I mean, it's not really to me a
Clay versus Kuminga situation.
Yeah, not even Clay. Kuminga versus Trace. Right. I think Trace should have always been in the lineup. So I was advocating for that already. It's really is it a Kuminga or Wiggs, right? Wiggs. Like that's really what it is. Because I also think Clay needs to remain in the starting lineup for spacing. And so I don't know if I really think that Andrew spaces more than Kuminga, right? So, but Andrew's been playing well. And so the question is Andrew playing well a better option than Kuminga?
Well,
probably.
Oh, go ahead.
Probably is the answer. I think so. But who's consistently going to play more well for you? Who's, you know, and again, I don't know. Like, I think that we haven't really seen Kuminga coming off the bench in a while. So my concern is with Chris Paul because of how he sort of used to, granted, Dario's not out there anymore, so he has to pay attention to Kuminga, but he sort of used to turn Kuminga into a spot up shooter. You know, he's also much more methodical. And, you know, as you mentioned, he dribbles the ball a lot. You know, you take Trace away from Chris Paul, so that takes away his lob threat. Not saying that they'll never play minutes together, but
right.
You take him away. So it's like, okay, who, like, will he utilize? I mean, Kuminga on some level can be a lob threat. So, It's really, I want to just see like how Chris Paul is going to utilize him, you know, because I didn't really think before it was the greatest, you know, but that was at this point eons ago.
Right.
And the lineups are so different. So I'm not, everyone knows I'm a huge Andrew Wiggins fan, so this is not a me hating on Wiggs. You know, when all of y'all was talking about my guy, I was calling y'all out, you included, Justin. So
yep.
Everyone knows that, like, I am
right
pro Andrew, but I also feel for Kuminga because I'm very pro Kuminga too. You have to decide between one of the two of them, but you know, and obviously he's still going to get a lot of minutes, but he's the younger player. Wiggs is still young, but Kuminga's the younger player. You're thinking about him more as a foundational piece going forward. And you just, there's politics around this. You know, there just is at the end of the day. So it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully right now, it'll just sort of be a thing where it's just like everyone's locked in and trying to win.
Right.
But I think it's something to pay attention to. You know, I think it's something to pay attention to.
Yeah, I think for, yes, Kuminga's the younger one, but also Wiggins also has stepped up his defensive play. And that's where Kuminga kind of lacks that to where you want to go with Andrew a bit more to, you know, get us going or whatever. But again, easy to kind of like swap in, swap out type of situation. I think with the whole tendonitis, you can kind of just like, for right now, it's like, hey, we're going to ease you back into to the lineup. Kind of like that can be just a little coaxer right there until they figure something out. But it is a tough thing to have to try to figure out now because it's just like, We're cooking, and then it's just like, oh, now like this switches up everything in the second unit, like all of these moving parts, and it's just like, oh, as soon as we get something, then it's this other thing that's creeping in. But like you said, we go back to, hey, for the good of the team, we want to win. We're all locked in together, and we'll figure this out together. We're gonna, you know, we're going to get in. When it's my turn to get in there, I'm going to be putting out 110% effort. Like, I don't care. If I'm not in the starting lineup, I don't care, because I'm getting in there at the 3-minute mark. What? As soon as 3 minutes is played in the first, I'm getting in. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, we're just going to keep it moving because we're trying to win, because we're trying to move up in the standings. We're not really trying to sit at 10. If we could just creep up a little bit more, that is our goal. That is our goal.
We'll talk about that in a second. But let's just wrap up the discussion on the game and the team. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I hope we're going to continue to see Moses Moody in the lineup. I hope that's like a definite now. Like, the rotation is 10 guys. It isn't 9, it's 10. And the only person who should come out of it once Kuminga's back is Looney.
Right. Yes.
Right. I mean, with Dre and Trace playing together, you might have to play Looney some in the second half. But what I'm saying is, at that point, it's 10. And then to include Moses, it's 11. And but you need to play Moses.
Right.
You need to play him. I feel like, especially his shot is back now.
Mm-hmm.
His shot is falling.
Much improved on defense. I mean, he always was good on defense, but you see it's much improved, and they are putting him on, no, you got to get on this dude. Like, nope, Moses, you're taking this guy. So it's a conscious effort of, nah, he's going to work better on this guy, because we need that. He's got the length and everything.
I mean, you need him.
You do. Yeah.
So, I feel like it needs to be a thing where it's like, is Gary better for this matchup? Is Moses better? But I think in many instances, Moses is going to be your better option. Even though Gary can be really disruptive, just Moses can do more. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Gary's a little less impactful than he used to be.
Yes, but in these last few games, you can see he's getting it back. He did have some, you know, issues trying to guard Luka or whatever, but that's when they made the switch and was like, Moses got to be on.
But he also, it's just been like, when.
He's been doing that. Yeah, that it's just like, Gary, get it together, dude. But I just think, you know, he's coming off of the injury, he's older, but now I feel like he's really trying to, like, he's getting his legs back. Like, this was a better game from him.
Yeah, for sure. So it should be to me it's 10, but because Trace is playing with Dre, you probably have to play Loon just so you have some kind of big.
Right.
But Loon's minutes need to be limited. And I think you need to, you know, unless a team really has like a really, like a big with their second lineup that's so devastating, I think you just play smaller. And you lean into, you know, Kuminga. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll have Moody out there. As we can see, Pods is fine coming off the bench. He's still impactful, which I always thought he would be. Because the other thing, too, is if you're having, like, Chris Paul, Pods, and Gary, that's a really small lineup. So it's, to me, also why you need to have Moody and Kuminga.
Moody, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, I just don't want to see Kuminga's back, and so Moody falls back out of the rotation.
Right, like, right.
Stop it. Just stop it.
For sure. For sure. Like, I mean, listen, I think probably behind the scenes, I feel like some of the players have been really like, he's got to get in there. Like, dude is coming off screens and throwing up the shot. I tweeted out earlier that he's doing his best Clay impression on those shots, because normally Moody's kind of like a standstill dude, get his shot up, but he's coming off and he's hitting it in stride. Love
and
to
you can
see
his confidence growing.
Exactly, exactly.
As once the shot came back, you can't really, and right. You don't want him to like get out of rhythm again because he's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew his shot was going to come back. I was just like, look at my guy Moody. His shot came back. Andrew, I said, all you DEIs that was talking shit.
Anyway, listen, it was deservedly so. Wiggins was killing me.
No, it wasn't deservedly so.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was not.
It was.
There's one thing to be like, yeah, you know, Wiggs play like has not been good, but
yeah.
There should have been an acknowledgement of, look, we understand that he's going through something. It's hurting the team, though. But it was not that. It was just, Wiggs, trade him.
I was very close to the line of get him up out of here. I may have said, get him up out of here.
I know.
I can't take it anymore.
I know. And that's why you and Justin get side eyes for me along with the rest of the fan base. Because I hope that y'all never go through something in life and need empathy.
First of all, I was empathetic. I don't need to be blinded to where it's just like, you gotta sit down.
Blinded. I'm just saying.
You gotta sit down, Andrew.
Okay, then, but that's not on Andrew. That's on the coach. That's on the coach.
He got sat down. Yeah, he sat him down.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But it's just like, y'all all mad at him. It's like, bro, his father's sick. The fuck.
You know, we won't relitigate this. We can move forward because
it's
guess what?
We're because they don't know about our private conversations. But yeah, I'm calling out you, Justin, and the rest of Dub Nation because y'all lack fucking empathy.
Yep. Here we are. But I am empathetic.
I didn't hear empathy. Not what I heard. So I, who continue to support Wiggs and continued not to go in on him, I deserve to cheer him on and speak mm-hmm. to him, but y'all mm-hmm. don't.
Oh, okay.
I want to see the apology for him. Like, that's what I need to be seeing from y'all.
I ain't signing nothing.
Okay. Well, don't speak about 22 then. Keep 22's name out your mouth.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, really.
Okay.
I'll tell Justin too. He hiding tonight. Here I was coming back and he was like, oh, I don't hear Nat's mouth about Andrew. So I'm playing, guys. Okay.
No, she's not. She's serious. Just kidding.
I'm serious about their slander about Andrew, mm-hmm. but not serious about him hiding from me. Anyway, so yeah, you know, I will stay in the spirit of happiness. So I won't go on a whole rant, but I will say Steve Kerr basically doing everything that we've been calling for him to do and being heralded as like, you know, like, what are we doing? That's all I'm going to say. Because it's like, oh, yeah, the lineup of Draymond and Trace. Oh, yeah, word. Okay. I could have swore, you know, we said play him, play Moses, play Kuminga. I could have swore these were things that were all said, you know.
Yeah, it takes
people. Bring Clay back to the starting lineup. Like, you know, but you know, us fans, us people that never played, you know, pro ball, we don't know what we're talking about. We don't know. Allowing him to take a majority of the season to figure it out and do it. Should be applauded.
We're here now.
To criticize, because I felt like y'all were more willing to criticize Andrew Wiggins than the coach. Just asking. I'm just clarifying.
No, I disagree.
You disagree with your part.
With we were more inclined to criticize Andrew more so than Kerr. He got his fair shake of criticism
from me,
and from you for sure. Oh, for sure, hands down. No argument here with that.
I don't like all your for sure and all the what you're doing right now.
But you know, and Andrew got his, Kerr got his. When it was where I felt like, all right, I can't take it anymore. This is it.
Why did you need it to be so bad for you to get to that point?
I give people grace. You see,
except that? Andrew Wiggins.
No, I gave him grace. I gave Andrew some grace.
I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. I must have missed it.
I guess so.
I must have missed that part. Because I don't remember seeing it.
It's but okay. You know.
All good. We move on. I'm looking to see if there's any updates. So that's all. That's the only reason I'm looking down. I'm not ignoring you. But yeah, you know. We move on.